This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1682, How to Call Someone Out in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Feel like you want to call someone out on something if the person is behaving badly or if something good is happening? Today, find out how to do this with a new advanced English structure.
All right. Hey, Lindsay, let's get going. Just pick a place.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, someone's a little hangry.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
So you're hangry and hungry there, I guess, which is the same thing. It's just, what is hangry, by the way, for our listeners?
Hangry is angry and hungry. It's usually that you're not just hungry, you're so hungry that you're angry. So we say hangry.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so funny. I love it. It's so good. A little role play there to start off for our listeners today. What did we say?
Yeah, well, I said, let's get going. Just pick a place. It's like we were trying to pick a restaurant, right? Somebody won't pick it. And you said, someone's a little hangry, right?
I said, someone's a little hangry. And we'll talk a little bit about that intonation today, guys. And you said, yeah, I'm so hungry, right?
Yes.
Where did we get the idea for today's episode, Michelle?
Well, you tell me, Lindsay, something about you and Aubrey recording, right?
Yeah, I guess Aubrey and I, you know, these ideas, guys, they just come up spontaneously. But we also want your ideas. So make sure you email your ideas to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. I'll pass them along to Michelle and we'll get a great episode going based on your question. But yeah, this came out of, I guess, natural conversation with me and Aubrey on the microphone where we use that somehow. Right. Maybe she said it to her kids or something. Right. Oh, someone's tired. Right. Because they're cranky.
Right. Mm-hmm. Someone's hangry. Someone's tired. Yeah. Right. So we're going to talk about what this means because, you know, it's very packed, even though it's just adding really just a couple words together. It doesn't seem like much, but it has a lot of meaning in it.
Yep.
So but before we get to that, guys, we are only a little bit away from Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So, Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners to do?
Yeah, guys, very exciting time of year. We're going to be making a very special Black Friday offer this year. We've never done this before, Michelle. Usually we are just too busy eating turkey.
That's right.
But this year we're eating turkey anyways, but we're going to make it a very cool offer for you guys. It's going to be a mystery thing. It's coming up soon. We're actually creating it for you now. Very exciting. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. You know, check that out. Get ready for it. It's coming soon and that's going to be great. Guys, so be ready. All right, cool.
All right, be ready.
Yes.
Okay, so when you say someone is, right? So you could say that. It's a way of kind of accusing someone indirectly of something in a way that's lighthearted, but I don't know. Is it always like completely innocent or do you think it could be offensive?
It has an edge to it, I would say.
It has an edge.
I mean, it's an innocent edge, right? You're not trying to stab someone in the back or something.
No, not like that. But you're kind of opening up, like, especially like you got to be brave to say that to someone when they're hungry and angry, right? Like if you start like making fun of somebody, like and saying someone's hangry, you'd be like, you are asking for a fight.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I thought of the example. Probably Aubrey said it to her kids. I think this is more common with parents, like moms saying it to their kids. Let's imagine the kids being in the back of the car and they're like, when are we going to be here? When are we going to be there? Oh, someone's impatient, right? Mm-hmm. You know, adults may use it to each other, but I agree. You have to know the person pretty well.
Yeah. You don't want to just throw that out there and just hope for the best.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, here's a question then. Would you use it at work?
Only in a more facetious way, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if someone really were in a bad mood or doing something and clearly something was bothering them, then I would probably not do that. I would probably be a little more frank. If I had to bring it up because it was becoming a problem for us getting our work done, I would say, can we talk about what's going on? There's, you know, so what do you think, Michelle? Would you bring it up at work?
I agree with you. I don't think it's really necessarily appropriate for the workplace unless you're very, very close and it's really not about something that's serious, right?
Right.
So, but I mean, you could use it without, like, let's do some examples.
Yeah, all right, let's do some examples. Let's make it more concrete for our listeners.
Here we go. All right. So, okay, just get me those papers.
Someone's bossy today.
Okay. Now, we don't know, are we at work in this situation?
Yeah.
In this situation, or are we just friends, right? Like, so in a way, it's almost like I'm saying, oh, do this. And I'm not thinking about how what I sound like.
Yeah.
And maybe I really don't mean to sound that way. And you kind of highlight it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on the person. I might just say, oh my gosh, sorry. I didn't mean to sound like that. Or you might get me even more riled up. We don't know.
Yeah. I'd say only use this if this is like a repeated pattern of behavior for someone, right? If it's just a one-off time, don't worry about it. But if someone, you know, it could be a way to draw, if it's a repeating behavior, draw someone's attention to the fact that their tone needs some adjustment, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be good.
Right. That's right. So, okay. Here's another one. You want to start this one?
Here's my new ball gown.
All right. Well, someone is trying to impress everyone at the party.
Oh.
So now this one's different.
Yeah. What am I trying to say here?
Well, when I say someone's trying to impress everybody, I mean, it's basically, I look at this one as more of a compliment.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I feel like this one could be taken in a few different ways.
That's true.
Yeah. It could be a double-edged sword because if someone might take it like, well, you think I'm trying to stand out and I shouldn't be trying too hard. Right. So I would be careful. Or maybe if I wanted to say that in a nice way, I could say something like, oh, someone's going to look great this weekend.
You could say that as well. I feel like if you're saying this in a certain way, it could just be seen as like a cute, fun, nice thing to say. So like, oh, well, someone's trying, you know, but it kind of really depends.
It depends on the relationship between the people. Like if you're really close to someone or maybe if you're dating the person, it would be kind of fun to go back and forth and tease them and compliment them at the same time, right?
Right. Good point. All right, let's do another one.
Okay. As you have heard us mention on the show, Black Friday is going to be an exciting time at All Ears English. We'll have a special offer for you just that day. So get on the list so that you don't miss it. Go right now to sign up for the email list, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. Go for it, Michelle.
Here we go. All right. Okay, so this bag was $500.
Oh, someone just got a raise. Again, I just want to make sure our listeners are 100% clear in case anyone missed it. The someone is exactly the other person in the conversation. There's only two people here, right? Just to be clear.
Right.
You're basically
right.
We're just saying you.
It's not a question.
Yeah, we're just saying you just got a raise, right? Just to make sure our listeners know.
It's good that you said that. So, Lindsay, this one's kind of interesting. It reminds me of the episode we just did about money.
It's almost like taking, maybe a little nosy about people's finances. It's like taking it one layer deeper into talking about someone's money, right? One level deeper than what may be polite most of the time.
It could be. Or maybe you know that I did just get a raise and we're like going out and like, I'm like, all right, like, so I bought it, it was $500. And you're like, someone just got a raise. You know, like,
yeah.
It depends how you say it. It depends on your relationship. So you really want to save this for people you're very close to that you can play around with a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I like that. If you know them really well, then you know they did get a raise and you're celebrating. That's great. Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. So this is very nuanced, but this using this correctly could really be a tool to encourage people to celebrate people. Right, Michelle? It could be really strategic, I think.
It could. I mean, like, I think sometimes some of these things could be backhanded ways of insulting someone, right? Like, so, I mean, getting a raise is a good thing, but it's almost like you're commenting on maybe like, oh, I wouldn't spend $500 on a bag, right?
Yeah, for sure. Someone just got a raise. Yeah, I agree. It could, so much of things also depends on like the way people receive it. And you can't really control that. You know, if someone is not confident or they're in a bad state of mind themselves, if you make a comment to them and you don't intend it in some way, but it does get received in that way, that's kind of tricky because it's more about them than you. You know?
Right. Exactly. So I don't know. It can be, it's a little bit touchy, this one, but I think it's very useful. It's good to know what this means because if somebody says it to you, you want to know what's going on and you want to know who is this someone. Now we know, we've learned something. The someone is the person who's being spoken to.
Exactly. So what are some more? So guys, you know, this is good to know that this exists. I'd say at the very high level, you know, near native fluency, you're going to start using this. You're going to start listening for it before then. But if you want to start by being more direct and then graduate up to using this very advanced structure, we could do things more directly. Right, Michelle? What could we say?
Right. Yeah. Well, so you could just say you're something, right? So for example, you're in a bad mood.
Instead of saying someone's in a bad mood.
Yeah. So let's do a little role play.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
You're in a bad mood, Lindsay.
Where'd you put your intonation there?
Exactly. On your.
You're in a bad mood. And the other caveat to that, I think that, you know, for example, if, you know, waiting to use this until we're high level, I do think our listeners could start playing around with this when you're talking to like kids or teenagers, right? Because there's a little less risk there. Like I would say this to my niece without worrying about it. If she's being annoying, I was like, someone's in a bad mood today. I'll tease her. Yeah. I'll push back. I'll tell her it's not okay to act this way because she can actually be trouble sometimes. she can be a little bit like she gets in a bad mood, you know, and all kids do. And sometimes you need to push back. And that would be a low risk way to practice this. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. That's good. What's another way that you can say it more directly?
Why are you being so annoying? or rude would be another one.
Yeah, just why are you being so something, right? This is, you know, also going to start a little bit of a fight. So if I say like, Lindsay, just give me the book. I need to go.
Why are you being so rude?
So instead of saying someone's a little rude.
Yeah. Actually, it's very direct, right? More direct, you're right.
These are more direct ways, even more direct, because they're not, these ones can't really be, like, we can't talk about these as much of like, oh, could it mean this or could it mean that? Mm. Like, these ones aren't as nuanced.
Yeah, you're asking for an answer. You know, and so definitely in a partnership with your girlfriend or boyfriend, husband, wife, you would say this definitely at that point, at that level, right? Yeah.
So, guys, I mean, we can do follow-ups on how to respond when someone accuses you of these things.
That would be
good. Somebody is accusing you in, like, either a lighthearted way or in a more direct way. So that could be a good follow-up episode. So look out for that.
Yes.
But, Lindsay, what is the takeaway for today?
I mean, like I said before, guys, this is very, very high level. But don't be afraid of it. Don't shy away from it, right? You can start by observing it, listening for natives saying it, and then graduate up to being able to use it as soon as you're confident that you understand how it's going to be received. That's the key, Michelle, right?
Yes, Absolutely, absolutely. So try it out today, especially with a kid.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
And listen to how and listen to how it's used. But guys, remember, go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday to get in on our Black Friday fun.
Can't wait. It's going to be so Black Friday fun. Michelle, that's a good phrase. Black Friday fun. I love it. I'm going to have some good turkey and then enjoy my Black Friday. It's going to be great.
Black Friday fun.
All right, Michelle. I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.